The Swamp of Despondency. The swamp was filled with the slime, muck, and mire of men's fears. It was where many gave up their journey, though they had barely started.
"If this is what it's like to follow you in the beginning," shouted Pliable, "how could it possibly be any better in the end? So much for your book. I've no problem changing my mind. No, sir, no problem whatsoever."
So Pliable abandoned his helpless friend to the swamp and, following in the footsteps of his friend Obstinate, made his way back to the City of Destruction. With his burden too heavy to stay afloat, Christian began sinking deeper and deeper into the mud. Just as he was going under, he cried out with his last breath, "Help!" From what seemed like out of nowhere, a response came. "You called?" Help answered and lifted the slime-covered pilgrim onto the bank. "This journey you're embarking on is not for the double-minded." "No, no, not for the wishy-washy, not at all. And this swamp, it's nothing compared to the trouble that's ahead. Endurance comes before the prize," the book says. "And remember, help, in some form or another, is never far away." Christian, alone and unsure, proceeded on his journey. He then encountered a wise man, who persuaded him that there was an easier path than that which he was on, and that continuing on his current path was not only unnecessary, but unwise as well. He convinced Christian to take an easier path to a village named Morality, with the promise of being relieved of his dreadful burden.
"Worldly's the name. Worldly first, wise man last, of course, and don't ever mix them up. Now, what was this evangelist thinking, sending you in this direction, which is full of nothing but trouble and danger, which I can see by the scratches and the mud you have already experienced? No, don't continue this way, which is silly nonsense, but go that other way, which is not."
Upon arriving in Morality, Christian was told that if he wanted to rid himself of his burden, he must climb a hill, where he would encounter a man made of stone whose name was Mr. Legality. The hill was covered with commandments, etched in stone, each with a specific instruction, each one different from the last.
"You wretched, wretched man! You expect me to help you when you cannot even help yourself? Keep trying to make your way up here. Keep..."